Well, hello. You are listening to Good Girl to Goddess. This is a show where you're going to see your patterns, own your power, and claim your potential. We're living in epic times for women, but it's up to us to create our own evolution revolution from the inside out. I'm Joy Balma, and I'm going to be your host on this adventure and your Good Girl to Goddess Sherpa. I'm a coach and author of women's empowerment books and personality typing. So are you ready to go from good girl to goddess? Let's do this.
Today we're talking about being single and being happy. What a concept. Welcome to Good Girl to Goddess. I'm your host, Joy Balma, and today I have a guest who is a life transformation coach empowering women to date themselves. Her name's Holly Hartman. Holly believes that solo dating can help women learn to love themselves and heal. She takes women on a self-discovery journey back to themselves. Holly's own intensive personal development journey has included healing from codependency, toxic relationships, and addictions. She's dedicated to breaking toxic cycles of her past and helps others to do the same so generations to come may be healed. Holly is an empath and Enneagram 2. And that certainly qualifies you to be a recovering good girl, Holly.
Yes.
So welcome to the podcast. We're going to talk about all things being single. And, you know, being single is certainly breaking good girl code, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's definitely not the norm.
How dare we?
Right. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, how dare we break these rules? You know, I will tell you that I guess I call myself almost professionally single. I would say I have a lot of experience with that. I've had a lot of long-term relationships but a lot of times of being single. And so I love this topic. I can't wait to dive into it and to hear all about your solo dating coaching. Let's just get this out of the way. You know, growing up, you might have heard this word old maid or a spinster, you know? I mean, it's like, so evidently the programming is, Holly, that we're undesirable. And, you know, these are the lies that we're told, that we're undesirable. No one wants us. We're unlovable if, you know, we can't find the partner, right, and pair up, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's like this programming.
Well, and it starts even in childhood when we look at, like, the Disney movies where the princess has to meet her prince, and we even engage teenagers of when we talk to them, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? It's stigmatized from the very beginning that we're not whole unless we're complete with somebody else. And that's simply not the truth. We really need to be whole in ourselves first.
So that's the big myth, is that we are only complete if we are with a partner, right?
Right.
And maybe we're even a failure, you know, even worse. You know, so these are some of the things that I just love what you said, because it is this programming from these, of course, like if you're the beautiful princess, you know, the prince is vying for your hand in marriage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just programming from the very beginning. And you know, part of my journey, because I was programmed that way as a, you know, codependent little girl, the good girl, that's definitely who I played that role, people pleaser, perfectionist, and it didn't serve me well in relationships. Part of my journey recently and how I got to where I'm going is I've been married twice. I've been divorced, and the good girl is part of the demise of that. And so when I came out of this most recent marriage, I knew I needed to heal codependency. I know I needed to heal a lot of these past wounds.
So you said you had this inspiration, this word solo date challenge.
For me and my journey, and this really was, I've been on a healing journey for over 10 years, and this has been the most drastic shift for me, was when I intentionally, not just, oh, I might take myself out to the movies, or I might do this or that, but intentionally doing it. So when I look at what my intentional solo dating looks like for me, it's going to be different than anybody else. For instance, so my solo dates show up as going and taking a pottery class by myself, or going and taking a painting class, or doing an improv at a comedy, like an improv class. So things that feed my soul but line up with who I am and spark joy for me. And for each individual, that's what I try to help them tap into. Who are they? Because so many women that have been in relationships and come out and have done this cycle over and over again really don't even know who they are anymore. when they come to me, they're like, I don't even know who that is. So I help them discover who they are, at least get untap where their core values are to launch what can they do to intentionally solo date. Many women that have dated in the past, and this is me personally, I would morph into the person I was dating, become more of a chameleon. And so whatever they liked, I liked. And I'm a person that likes to experience different things at least once. But what I failed to tell people in the past was that maybe that's not something I love to do and that sparked joy. But then I would get in that pattern. So many women that I help now have come from that pattern of doing for others and becoming a chameleon for somebody else. And they truly don't even know who they are. So Solo Date Challenge helps them discover really who they are. So when they do the intentional solo date, the encouragement is then to journal afterwards. What was their experience? What did you learn from it? Who did you meet along the way? Like really tapping into that. And what are you grateful for about that experience? All those things are really important when we're talking about intentionally solo dating yourself, because that's where a lot of the healing comes from.
And first you have to get over, just help them, you know, get over the shame of just going out by yourself as if you're not a valid person on your own, you know, because that, I mean, a lot of singles will just, you know, become homebodies and not do things that they really enjoy. And it's like they just cut themselves off.
Absolutely. I have a great kind of reflection on that. I lead a group of women on Facebook and we have a private group. And many women have never been out to eat even by themselves. Like that in itself is scary. And then I have some women that are world travelers that that's all they've ever known. So we have all ends of the spectrum in this group. But one day we had one lady that shared, hey, I want to take myself to breakfast, but I'm terrified. And so we as a group collectively help support each other. And she went to her breakfast. She showed a picture of it. She was so happy. She shared what a change and shift it was. Just that one small act. So a lot of it is just encouraging people to start small, work somewhere, start out, and then see where you go. Well, then it was a chain effect or ripple effect where the next 30 minutes, another woman shared her story and her breakfast and that she was encouraged by the first woman. We had four ladies that morning that had never experienced that before, went and did that. And now many of them are like thriving in this group and helping other women do the same. It's been a really amazing shift to see.
That's so fantastic. You know, sometimes what I would do when I would go out by myself, you know, when you're traveling, you don't even think twice. Oh, I'm just by myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So sometimes what I do is I just pretend like, hey, I'm on a vacation here and I'm going to go to a movie by myself, or I'm going to go to have a great dinner. You know, it's like you would never think twice of shaming yourself if you're on you're traveling or something for being alone, you know. You got to overcome that and open up. And, you know, the truth is it allows you to, you know, meet people, and it's so much more fun when you just let go of all that, those shame stories.
Absolutely. And you know, and that's something that I know for myself personally, I meet more dynamic people when I'm by myself than I do when I'm in a group. And so many more interesting experiences that happen. But you're right, we have to get over that shame and that guilt. And I think that's where Solo Date Challenge helps people, because it empowers them to feel like they're a part of a greater mission or movement or purpose. So it's not about, I guess it's kind of like I get myself permission because I'm doing this challenge.
Yeah, you've got to get out there. And, you know, I mean, it's true. I think sometimes when you're in a partnership, it's like you get kind of closed down, you know, and it's just you and that other person. And you never meet other people. You never, ever had an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, you're just, and in a way, it's like if you start to think about what the benefits are, do you know what I mean? It's like expansion, you know, meeting new people and to expand your circle of friends even, because, you know, when you're in a partnership, it's like you're just focused on that one person. There are so many benefits to putting yourself out there, but I think that's the first step. So how do you help women with that first step of putting themselves out there? What is your method for that?
I think for us, having that community support, because the whole idea is, yes, we're alone solo dating, but to know we're not alone, that we're part of a community. And having that community support actually really empowers these women to step out, because they're sharing their journeys with each other and they're seeing, oh, that person did it. I can do this too. And so that's really how I guess I'm helping empower women, is we're creating a safe community for women to feel empowered and watching other women do it and step out of their own comfort zone. And it kind of takes that fear out and knowing that they're not alone, even that they're intentionally solo dating. So it's kind of a little bit of both. It's still community, but then you're doing it by yourself.
So you have a community of other women that are also participating. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel alone, and you're not alone.
Right, right. And it helps with that shame storm. Even though I have people that are come from Israel, that are that live in the UK. I have people that are across the United States. So this is a global mission, a global movement, a global challenge that all of us women face.
Whether you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship, I mean, life is one long date with yourself. Are you being true to yourself? Are you really pursuing the things that you enjoy? Are you really present with yourself? And when you get into relationships, sometimes, you know, as the good girl, the recovering good girl, the codependent, you know, the one that wants to help and heal. And, you know, it's easy to just completely lose yourself, of course, and just be focusing on what their needs are, what their emotions are. What life is a one long date with yourself, and you just have to remember that.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no end game. There's no end date. And that's why I tell, when people are like, well, who's this for? I'm like, this is for all women. It doesn't matter your relationship status. Because while, yes, for single women, this is really empowering, but for married women that are in a relationship that have lost themselves, that's for them. For the military wives that their husbands have gone off for deployment and they don't know who they are anymore, this is for them. For the widows that have lost their spouse, or the empty nesters. I mean, this is for all women, because we have a tendency, or many of us, to be that good girl, lose ourselves in any relationship. And this empowers all of us, no matter where we're at.
That is such a good point, because so many women I know in my coaching, I mean, they are in relationships, and they realize that my partner doesn't necessarily complete me. I mean, they may not even be, you know, as you say, sometimes even there enough, you know, to fulfill all their social interests and needs, right? And so you've got to learn to date yourself and to basically pursue your own interests and fulfill yourself, be responsible.
Yes, and that's where it comes from, too, is that we have in the past, or myself in the past, I would put that on my partner as an expectation that they should be fulfilling me, and that's not true. It's just not true. This is my action that I have to do for myself. This isn't nobody else can do this for me. I have to do this for myself.
And one of the craziest things following along with this is, you know, the idea that, okay, we get married and then each person is supposed to fulfill all these needs for each other. And that is just literally a recipe for disaster, because that is just a big myth.
Mm-hmm. And that's what kept me in toxic relationships for a long time as well.
Tell me more about that.
Reality. Yeah, so the idea of it became more codependent, where people are like, oh, you're supposed to do this for them, and they're supposed to fulfill that, and you're supposed to take care of their needs, and they're supposed to take care of your needs. But the reality is you know your needs better than anybody else is going to know them. And if you don't know what your needs are, you need to figure those out. And that's what part of this challenge helps you do, too, is you just can't expect somebody else to fill you up. You need to seek validation within yourself. When we seek it outside of ourselves, we're really handing our power over to somebody else.
That's what happened to you. Yeah, it's like in partnership, you make this big, giant, false assumption that, you know, they're going to meet all my needs. And I think that really we need to do an assessment, like, okay, they don't like to be athletic, okay? I've got to meet that need on my own, right? Instead of me becoming a couch potato with them. Well, you know, it's like you've got to assess your own interests. So that's why the solo dating is so cool, because you're saying, okay, I want to lead an active life. So a partner for me, if I was going to also be conscious of that, is like, it works for me if my partner is active. Right. But that isn't always going to be the case.
Mm-hmm. And so another thing to consider with if you are single right now and you're looking into possibly doing the solo date challenge, what it helps you to do is really tap into who your authentic self is. When you know who you are more authentically and you do choose to date or get in relationship with somebody, you can show up with strength and authenticity, and you actually attract the people in your life that line up more with who you are.
The more authentic you are, the more you discover yourself, the more that you don't betray yourself to accommodate mm-hmm. your partner and abandon
yes.
yourself.
Yes, you have that strength because you've seen that in yourself. You know it works. You know what you like. You know what you don't like. You now right. are empowered and you feel confident in who you are. When we date young or we date after, you know, not healing trauma or whatever that we've experienced, we're coming in weak versus coming into a relationship strong in who we are. And when we come in strong, then, and this is my personal experience, I did go through a divorce, but I've recently entered into a new relationship, and it's the healthiest relationship I've ever been in because I've done this work. I can show up who I am authentically and be confident in who I am, and I don't need validation from him or anyone to say who I am anymore.
Yeah, and you don't need them to complete you, like yeah. you're going to feel desperate if you're not with them, because I think that's a lot of reasons
Absolutely.
Why women do stay in relationships. The pressure to be in relationships
yes.
is so immense because you don't want to feel like that failure or that or feel like you're incomplete and face all those feelings. Irony is, it's like,
yes.
hey, it's really your own life that you're, you know, keeping yourself mm-hmm. from.
Yeah, my big triggers that kept me in relationship were fear of abandonment and rejection. And now that I feel empowered in this way, I no longer fear those things, so I no longer have to show up weak. I know that I will be okay whether this relationship moves forward or not. I know that I can be okay by myself, and I love being by myself. So I'm only going to choose a partner that will now compliment me, like compliment my life, compliment who I am, not like give me verbal compliments, but so they can show up well for me to help me grow and move forward. But I'm no longer going to choose a partner that's going to hold me back or that I have to change for.
And so what I also would imagine is that you're no longer like putting up with a lot of stuff that just was not working for you, you know? It's like,
oh, yes.
It's like I remember
right.
past really, it's like if I would have gotten out of relationships a lot sooner, if I wasn't like trying to give them like, well, they're going to change, or I'll give them another chance,
mm-hmm.
or don't want to abandon them. It's like you're just like, forget all that. It's just ridiculous. It's just
yes.
like, look. I don't need to put up with this crap. I am going to just, you know, go back and work, to be happy because I was happy on my own. So
right.
you either add to the happiness and enjoy life together, but there isn't this neediness and this desperation.
Yes.
So
yes, it's amazing. It's the shift is incredible, and that's why I feel so strongly about this. And I've seen a couple ladies in my group that went through toxic relationships that have been on this journey with us that are now in the healthiest relationships they've ever been in. It really sets us up if that's where you choose to be. But the reality is many of us want to stay solo afterwards, and that's okay. And because you have a life fulfilled as you are right now, you are whole who you are right now. You don't need somebody to fulfill that. You've already done that for yourself.
I think the journey to get there is really the sacred path. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a really the path, you know, what I call going from good girl to goddess, where you are slaying all these
yeah.
dragons, because it,
yeah.
it's easy to say, oh, hey, I'm now going to be empowered and I don't really need you. I don't feel desperate and I'm going to come in empowered. Yeah, but that journey is a little bit of a trek. So tell me, do you have a story maybe from your life that you could tell that might be, what was the dragon that you had to slay in order to find your sovereignty in this way?
I mean, for me, it really has been coming out of the most recent marriage that was toxic. There was a lot of traits of narcissism, and so I had to heal a lot of trauma to move past where I had come from. That's pretty intense to have to go through, and I've been on a journey for over 10 years of doing all kinds of different things. So it's not linear at all. therapy, group support, reading books, podcasts. I mean, really being intensive about it. And then when I got this like notion, you need to do solo date challenge, you need to do this for yourself, it really was like a light bulb for me, a big shift, because I think I just never felt empowered enough to do what I needed, what I loved. I came from a home that resembled my marriage. And so that was my normal for my whole life. And it wasn't until recently when I really held on to this idea that I could empower myself, that I could learn who I am and really intentionally do that and no longer be the chameleon, that I could be fulfilled all on my own and be whole on my own. That's really where the biggest shift came for me. And so I know what I went through, I did not go through because I was supposed to keep it to myself. I know I went through it because there's many, many women out there going through these things that they need help and they need a reason to continue moving forward. And this is what this did for me. And so I know I have to share it with others.
Because I would think that someone, if you were in that situation, you might have felt like, oh my gosh, I've got to, you know, get into another relationship. So what was it that gave you the inspiration, like, I need to find myself before I do that? Like, what, how did you get that inspiration?
I think for me, it's really about being reflective. And when I sit back and when you've been through not one, but two marriages that resembled each other, and then you realize the childhood that you came into, that there was a distinct pattern. And when I see that distinct pattern, I'm like, what's the common denominator? Well, it's me. And so I need to really stop and reflect and learn why that is. And that's where this kind of came about. It was really a, you need to figure this out because you're not going to repeat this cycle again because I have children involved and I'm not going to repeat the cycle again for their sake. So I have to learn, what is it that happened? Why did it happen? Why did I allow it to happen? And what can I do to change this? And that's where Solo Date Challenge came from for me.
Because it's about, like, who am I as an individual all on my own without all these ideas that I need to partner or, like, who am I? Because once you get into a relationship, it's like if you don't have that figured out, like you say, you will become that chameleon. You will mold yourself to whatever they need, right? Is that what you were doing?
Yes. Oh, I was the people pleaser good girl. So I played that role very well. Yeah. And they wouldn't know that I was not, that wasn't the things that I enjoyed. And so then I became resentful and, you know, you have all that toxic cycles that go along with that. And to that now come to the other side of it is like, I'm ending this relationship, but really who am I? Who am I? Who is this person that's allowing this behavior to come on? And then when it comes down to, if you're at an in a relationship and you're asking for what your needs to be met and you don't even know how to address what your needs are, you don't know how to communicate that effectively, then you really need to know who you are. Like, the reality is I did not know who I was. As much as I was in personal development and really trying, this was just the biggest wake-up call I've ever had in my life. The biggest shift to realize how much of who I thought I was, I wasn't, and how I could become the person that I really am truly supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like a woman who is programmed by the fairy tales. You know, we think that we find our identity, we think that we find our role and our identity through being the wife and the mother and the partner and the lover and the all that, right?
We think
when we get into that white dress that it's like, now I know the role I'm supposed to play, right?
Right.
It's like this big act that goes on. Like, I know that, okay, now I know what my life's about. And it's like this big illusion that I figured everything out. Well, you know what? At some point, you know, even if you're in a really good relationship, you're going to figure out that you're a separate person and life is really that one long date with yourself. And at some point, you've got to go on that journey to pull yourself out and realize I'm not going to get all my needs met just by playing this role. And this is like when women are ready to break out of their that good girl, and that is that I'm not a role and I'm tired of someone giving me a script and I want to be the leading lady of my own life, you know? And that sounds like that's the journey that you went on, is you realized you wanted to be the leading lady of your own life and get on with your own, writing your own script, right? So you're not going to play the role. So you took off the mask, you said, of the people pleaser. You took the mask off of the perfectionist. You took the mask off of the fixer, and you took the mask off of the peacekeeper. Those are the four good girl types that I talk about in my book, Crack Your Good Girl Code. If you don't know that book, that certainly follows right in line with all of this. Playing a role in the end is like, is a lie.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's exhausting.
It's totally exhausting. And it's like you're always on and trying to perform.
And it takes a toll on your body, and it's not how we were meant to live. And it's very codependent, and it takes a toll on your body and your whole energy. And today, anybody that comes in contact with me, like, this is a happy, I went through this whole ordeal over the past year, and now everybody that comes in contact, like, this is the happiest I've ever seen you. I'm like, yes, because I get to be me. Like, it is the most refreshing, exciting. I wake up every morning excited to, like, just journey instead of be fearful. And
I just love that.
It's really amazing.
That's such an inspiration. It's an essential conversation to have. I think men can also fall into this too, but we're talking right now about, they can fall into the good boy syndrome too, and just, you know, try and be the big people pleaser. But I think women more often really fall into this trap and then have to get themselves out of the trap. I am just feeling like so full of this, like just full up of all good stuff from this conversation.
Yay!
And yeah, it's such a good one. And, you know, it's not true that we're going to die if we're single.
Right.
You know, and that being single is not the end of the world. And it might just be the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It might just be the beginning. Well, Holly, I know that you have a hashtag that connects people wherever they are on social media to your work, which is called Solo Date Challenge, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to hook that up on the show notes. I'm so excited. And to get this message out, it's so needed to stand in our sovereignty. Whether you're in a relationship or you're not, it doesn't matter. It isn't about being in a relationship. It's about your sovereignty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for this journey that I got to walk with you today. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Holly. All for now. Take care.
You've been listening to Good Girl to Goddess, the podcast that helps you get over your good girl and get on with your life. If you want more of this and to join the community, head on over to my website, joybalma.com, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single episode.